This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you lose players of that caliber, they're not easy to replace.
Right left! I'm hit! We're coming apart! I can't control it! 090! 20, we're going down!
Voodoo one, what's been hit?
Having said that, we have capable people. We have a lot of depth at all the positions. It's going to provide opportunities for others to step up.
Watch Maverick on alert 5.
Maverick's airborne.
Thompson moving the night. He's got two. Scores! He's got three! Hat trick for Tage Thompson! Tage Thompson works it around Swartz. High slot. Holds it. Wrister scores! Tage Thompson!
Flipped up. Here's a breakaway. Tage Thompson. In on the own. Thompson scores!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550.
I feel the need for the NHL to alter the rules and allow Tage Thompson to play in this game tonight.
Come on, let him in.
Look at this. We almost feel something.
Just the fact that our guy is going there to not really do anything. He'll get to go to the game, I think.
Let's hope. Imagine the rules actually stated, Tage, sorry, you have to stay in the hotel room. It's not even that you can't even play.
In the building.
We don't have any tickets. Kind of expensive. Sorry, Tage. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It is Thursday, February 20th.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I almost want to call it the gold medal game, but it's not.
It's not for a gold medal. I've had to stop myself.
It's just for a trophy?
It's for a trophy
they're
that we've looked up.
They're not going to get medals. They're not going to get rings. They're not going to get plaques. Are there jackets? Are there helmets? Each player should probably get a thing. No?
I think they should be allowed to wear a gold helmet for the rest of the NHL season.
All right, sold. I think
just to remind everybody who won. Although I guess they didn't win the gold, they won the trophy.
I think every player should be allowed 3 points to give to a team of their choice in the standings that's not their own.
Can it be 30 instead of 3?
No, 3, and we'll just have all the players give the Sabres the points. You can't give your own team a point.
Yeah,
I don't know why they'd pick the Sabres. How funny would that be? Like, it's a little bit of an offshoot when the All-Star game determined home field in the World Series.
Yeah.
Like, every member of the winning team will have 3 points to give out in the standings to the teams of their choice.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I mean, it's pretty dumb. It's pretty stupid. It's 6 a.m., but it is what it is. Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. I almost did it again. I almost called it the gold medal game.
I mean, if we do, we do. Whatever. Everyone knows what you mean. If it's the gold medal, I also don't know that they're not presenting gold medals. I just know that there will be a trophy.
We learned yesterday that Lindy, when coaching for Team Canada, while he coached in a gold medal game, it wasn't a gold medal game for him. He did not get a medal.
No. Well, he did from Team Canada.
Sure.
Which they probably tried to make the same medal. Were they even allowed to do that?
I have no idea.
Like, here's a medal. I don't know. But, right, coaches don't get medals at the Olympics. So, Lindy doesn't have one that he got from Vancouver or from Sochi, would have been the other one that they won. Maybe they'll get one, though, tonight. I don't know that they're not going to present medals.
Right.
We just know that there's a trophy and that there's going to be, you know, trash talking, pride. I don't know. That's what they're playing for tonight.
They're playing for pride, but in the good way, right? It's a game for pride. And you would hope the intensity is right where it was on Saturday, which, why wouldn't it be? This one's to win the tournament.
Yeah.
That was just, you know, the play-in round. So, all right.
I just don't expect fights off the top, but
I don't think so.
Playoff type hockey tonight, but featuring the most talented players in the world, except for Quinn Hughes, because we're just not going to let him play.
You know,
otherwise the best hockey players.
If you want to go there, the Quinn Hughes saga on whether or not he would join Team USA to me was funnier than anything,
mm-hmm.
because on one level it was, all right, we need some depth on defense. Who can we get? How about the best American defenseman, arguably? Great. Could he by chance also be the one that's the farthest away?
Yeah,
yes.
Yes,
I found him. He couldn't possibly be any farther away than he is. And we're going to talk like it's a situation that's in flux, like Quinn Hughes is in Baltimore. He was a 7-hour-plus flight away.
Yeah.
And it was breathless reporting moment to moment. Here's Pierre LeBrun. Here's Frank Saravalli. Great insider saying, following the situation on Hughes. And I'm thinking, following the situation, he has a 7.5-hour flight.
Right. Well, is he getting on the plane? Oh, he's practicing in Vancouver. He's still there.
Again, if he was already in Toronto or Montreal, I would have listened to it. But it seems ridiculous. The idea that Tage and Brett Pesce are traveling to Boston, that's easy. You can make it there in, 40 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I think the difference is Tage and Pesce, there is no plan on them to play unless there is an injury. And I read Michael Russo from The Athletic, and he's the Wild reporter, so he's going to be the guy talking to Bill Guerin, and he had Guerin quotes in there. It sounds like from that story that the U.S. thought they were going to get Hughes to play. They thought they were going to get Hockey Canada to even said, like, they told the league, they're like, we're good. If they want to play Quinn Hughes, they're allowed to play Quinn Hughes. And they thought they had a backing maybe even in the league, because the difference between this and the Canadian guy who showed up there to play because of injury is Quinn Hughes was on the original roster, not even just the original, like, full roster, before they announced the whole roster in October, or first week of November, they announced the first 6 players of each team. Not the whole roster, just the first 6 players.
The original 6, if you will.
Oh, is that why they did that?
Maybe. There are six players on the ice.
But anyways, he was one of those six players. So they thought they were going to get the league to say yes because, one, their opponent said, you're good, go ahead. And they had that, which was different than the other situation with guys showing up for injury. But then it all like didn't matter because the Canucks said, no, he's not going. The team said he's not allowed to go.
Yeah.
And I, from reading that story, I feel like if the Vancouver Canucks cleared him to go, he was going to play tonight.
Do you feel like if the Vancouver Canucks were the Seattle Canucks, he would be going?
I did look up Jim Rutherford and whether he's Canadian or American, and sure enough, he's a good Canadian boy.
Oh, look at this.
The president of
hockey
ops.
Look at this sabotage, huh?
The owner is also from Vancouver. The head coach is from Canada.
I mean,
bunch of Canadians on a Canadian team telling the American their best defenseman can't come.
Just
conspiracy.
Flat out say you're afraid.
They're afraid.
Just say it.
Let them play.
You're just afraid of the Americans. We might as well get our trash talk in now because if it doesn't go well, you know, we'll just move on to tomorrow. We'll talk about, you know, the NFL salary cap.
We'll talk about who the Bills should pick in the second round.
That's right. Well, I mean, I'm excited. I've got plans for the game. Last time I had a hockey game like this, I mean, it would have been Saturday. But before that, right? What are you doing for the game? We've got a couple guys on my street, a bunch of guys on my street. We're in a fantasy football league, and we kind of have a standing Thursday night. Whoever can make it, you know, pop down to the corner bar, catch up. You know, kids are in bed. Hey, how are you doing? Blah blah blah. And sometimes two guys show up. Sometimes eight guys show up. And as soon as this final game got announced, it was like the group chat went, "All right, it's a Thursday. Who's going to make it? This one seems a little bit special." So we'll see if it's two or if it's 12. But, yeah, I mean, this is very much a friends asking, what are you doing for the game? What's the plan for the game?
Yep.
And I'm locked in. I'm excited for it, ready to be there, ready to get invested. I found out how invested I was in this tournament on Saturday watching that game because, you know, the fights at the beginning were fun and cool, and then McDavid makes it 1-0. And let's be honest, if Canada had scored the second goal there, Joe, and won, you know, been 3-0 Canada at the end of the first somehow. Not to say I wouldn't have cared, but I would have very easily just moved along to like, oh, well, whatever, we'll see him and see if the U.S. can make the final round.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that, the Eichel pass to Gensel, when he gets one by Binnington to even it at one, you know, sometimes this happens to us where I jumped and yelled and surprised myself. Like, oh,
wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really do care. I care quite a bit that they win this game. And when Larkin scored on that 2-1-1, same thing. You know, big fist pumps, like, let's go.
Yeah.
So tonight I'm expecting more of the same. Just really just digging into a game in February. And, you know, then we'll get back to the NHL.
I'm also meeting some friends out for the game, but we've not picked a location because we are trying to figure out, like, where are the most people going to be for this.
Yep.
Like, it's a game where, like, we want to be in, like, a group setting where there's an atmosphere. Like, if there's a goal, like, the whole place are up. All right, high five. That's when you really care about a sporting event or a tournament, is when you are high-fiving people you don't know.
Yeah. And right. Seeking out, like, I'd like to go high-five some strangers tonight.
Yes, exactly. That is my goal for tonight, is to high-five strangers.
We did that on Saturday. So Saturday for the game, a couple of buddies and I went out. We were at the simulator watching and playing golf. And the decision was made, after the second, let's make sure we go someplace where people are, because this is going to get intense in the third.
Yeah.
And we did. And, you know, watching it with a crowd was cool. Tonight should be a lot of fun.
I don't think I did this for Game 7 of the final, I think. Not to the same degree. We probably went out for that game, but...
Like the
Oilers and the Panthers.
Okay.
Like, hey, it's Game 7 tonight. Winner wins the Stanley Cup. What are we doing for it? This, though... Because that is what? Like, that's more you're just watching the game. Maybe you have a rooting interest one way or the other, but not everybody is... You know, not everybody's maybe rooting for the same team or the same individuals, or, you know, we've got, like, in our group, we've got, like, three guys that love Sam Reinhardt and three guys that hate Sam Reinhardt. So, you know, some of them are rooting for the Panthers, some aren't. But, like, tonight, everyone's rooting for the same team.
Yeah.
It'd be as if, you know, it's the Sabres just wearing an alternate jersey with, you know, players that are a lot better. Everyone being on the same page and who we're rooting for, man, I'm pumped up. Like, I do really care if they win this game or not. And if they don't, then we can just say asterisk because Quinn Hughes wasn't there.
Well, I mean, if I'm looking just at you for this, you've been on American Hockey is Catching Canada for a long time. Like,
yes,
inch by inch tracking this. And yesterday, our conversation with Lindy, you know, when you're coaching the team, you asked him the question. Like, you're coaching the team back in Salt Lake, and the Canadians are big favorite, and whatever, in Vancouver, rather.
Vancouver, yeah.
And now it does not seem like the U.S. is a plucky underdog that hopes to win this game.
Right.
They could lose, for sure, but it's a coin toss. And U.S. hockey, having gotten to this point, is a testament to U.S. hockey. Of course, the U.S. has the edge in goal, and that is not close. That's one spot where, you know, you've got to feel pretty good about it. But you know, when you brought that up to Lindy, he said he totally agrees. This is not the same as it was 10 years ago. I mean, I guess 15 years ago, because Vancouver was 2010. Wow.
Yes.
All right, 2010. So 15 years ago, it was, let's hope Ryan Miller can save Team USA to the gold. And now, the U.S. is still strong in goal, but they've got the rest of the roster to get it done.
You want to hear a take that I had a buddy tell me yesterday that I had not heard about why that's happened? Why? I think it's almost more funny than it is probably accurate.
Why Team USA?
Why have they caught Canada? Why have they, in terms of talent,
yeah,
like, why are they no longer, you know, physical, you know, these David Backes type players up front where they're going to try to, you know, outwork you, and they're pretty good, but their best players are never like the elitely talented guys.
Right. Why did Team USA become a team that has a guy that scored 69 goals last year, Austin Matthews?
Why does Jack Hughes exist? Why is he, you know, a 110-point player? Why do they have all these gifted, skilled, talented players all over the place?
That's a good question. Is it a hot take? Is it a...
Yeah, sure. It would qualify.
All right. Spicy take.
It's giving one man all the credit.
Crosby.
No. Who? Don Granato.
Oh.
He coached all of them. And like, hey, when he was here, everyone got better offensively. Everyone scored more goals.
Yeah.
You're telling me all these guys went through a system where that dude was the coach? Huh. They're all really talented. They all score a lot. They're all really good offensively. Again, like, I don't think that
is the answer.
But like, I'm not saying it's also not, like, again, Granato was the coach from like 2011. This is the U.S. program. 2011 to 2016, 2017. So like, all these guys that are playing right now that are in their primes, like, went through that guy on their way to becoming, you know, NHL players.
I mean, did you see the look?
I thought it was a funny one.
Did you see the look on my face when you said it?
You kind of, yeah.
I went with a, you know, like, I'll listen to it. Is it any different than someone pointing out Brian Daboll was important to Josh Allen's development?
Right.
You know, like, he was there. He was there, and, you know, sure, there's a talent that's involved, but I mean,
you're listening to it.
I'm
like, not giving him all the credit, but like, maybe there's a little something there.
Yeah,
he was good at coaching offense and skill and, you know, development of those skills, and, you know, now I've got a Team USA that, as opposed to 15 years ago, is very different in that way.
Yeah,
very different in that way. Top of the lineup down to like the third line, or they could have a fourth line with it. They just chose not to, right? Tage could have been there. Cole Caulfield could have been there. Like, they could have had four lines of super skilled players if they really wanted to. And before, maybe they had one. So, yeah, Granato. Maybe that's the reason we've got this.
I mean, I'm listening to it. One of the things about Granato, this is, you know, if there's ever an oral history of the drought or a 20-part documentary, one of the things about Granato that I think about a lot is how he never got to coach Jack, just be the head coach in his system. He coached under Kruger, right? And that's Jack's last time here. And if Granato had been given, what if Granato was the coach that's hired when Jack's a rookie?
When he's a rookie?
Instead of Bielsma. It's Granato. Mm-hmm. It's a guy that, you know, when Granato was here, what did he do? He brought along young guys and taught them how to play a certain way. And, hey, don't put too much pressure on yourself. You don't have to be. Just go out there and, like, we'll play wide open.
Yeah.
And people kind of liked the team quite a bit. I always just wonder what it would have been like if he'd been able to get a hold of Jack for any period of time, whether he would not have been rushed into the captaincy, whether he would have just been, you know, more productive, even more productive, because he was super productive here. Like, it's one part of his game that I never thought was lacking. It's just,
yeah,
he did a nice job getting the best out of young players, and the Sabres, arguably best young player they maybe ever had, did not get that coach. He got Dan Bylsma, and then he got
Housley and Kruger.
And then Kruger.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different. So anyway, tonight I will be rooting, of course, for Team USA. I will be very easily rooting for Jack because I never stopped. So, you know, rooting for great players is, it's something I'm going to do no matter what. And we'll see how tonight goes. 8 o'clock face-off. The hockey world is, flexing its muscles. Seeing a lot of that. Because the NBA just had a really bad weekend, and hockey has had a really good 2 weeks. And tonight is the, you know, the final show. What's it up against? Nothing.
Is there TGL tonight?
There's not TGL. Got in their games on Monday and Tuesday. You know, you've got NBA games off the All-Star break, but tonight it's at center stage, and the NHL gets its spotlight. And I'm sure SportsCenter will spend a lot of time on this. There's not even an NFL drama thing out there. The biggest thing that happened in the NFL yesterday was the announcement of the cap and where that'll go.
Yep.
And we'll talk about the implications of that. But center stage for the NHL. Let's have ourselves. Would you take right now? Would you take overtime?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Give me all the drama. Give me all the drama possible. Yeah. I'll take overtime.
Let's have overtime, except let's not have a Canadian legend score from an odd angle that we don't even know goes in to end the game.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. I'm wearing the jersey today. Not the Crosby jersey, the Miller jersey. Also, Crosby scoring it again would maybe not be great.
No, that would be terrible.
Crosby actually has scored goals like this, and I mean, if you're a Sabre fan, I don't need a third one. He scored to win the Winter Classic, right? That kind of stunk. He scored to win the gold medal game in 2010. That very much stunk. And, like, you know, if he were to bury them again, maybe that's why I hate Crosby or hated Crosby as a kid. I don't really hate him anymore. I'll take overtime. I'm not conflicted in this. I know you definitely are not conflicted in this. I do wonder how Sabre fans will feel that are hardcore rooting for Team USA, the emotion they'll be faced with if it is Jack that scores in overtime. Like, if they had an overtime and Eichel was the one to win it. Because for me, again, I'm not conflicted. I would cheer, but like I wonder if I was in this place that I'm trying to get to with a lot of people and I'm high-fiving strangers. If I turn to high-five that stranger and he's the one who scored, is that guy high-fiving me back? Maybe not.
I'm trying to think if there's any player I'd rather have score the goal. If it matters to me, who scores it?
You're really just like, let me, you know.
Is Matthews any better
than Eichel?
Like, sure.
Scoring the goal?
Sure. Like, I'm trying to think
he's on Toronto.
If there's even a hierarchy for who I want to score the goal, is it better if it's Werenski? Is it better if it's...
Right.
I'm trying to think if I care at all.
Like, would you care if
the U.S. were to win it in overtime? It's Dylan Larkin.
Right. If it's Matthew Tkachuk.
If it's Tage. Get him in the game, folks.
I mean, if it's Tage.
Get him in the game.
I mean, it'll be unbelievable if it's Tage.
So part of your story was the NHL was basically willing to say, whatever, fine, go
well,
to the bench.
Maybe. Not even that, but more that kind of the U.S., more so, like Bill Guerin believed he could get the NHL to let him play. So that's not direct from the NHL. That's maybe Guerin kind of guessing that he could get that to happen. But that it never got there because it never got to that point in the first place because the Canucks said he's not cleared to play or he's not cleared to fly all the way to Boston for this thing. He might not have been able to play regardless, but Guerin. He kind of made a point, like, I know what the rules are. Like, I know what the rules are. I'm talking to the right people. I know, you know, if I didn't think there was a shot he could play, we wouldn't have even been putting the effort in. Like, he thought there was a shot that they were going to let Quinn Hughes play. So, that wasn't confirmed. The NHL didn't say that, but the USGM kind of said that.
Yeah.
So
803-0550 is our number. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. We'll talk with Paul Hamilton at 8:30 this morning. We'll talk with Tyler Dunn at 7. He has a piece up at his website, golongtd.com, a big picture look at the Bills and where they kind of sit this offseason. We'll talk to Tyler, and that'll be at 7 o'clock. Your phone calls along the way. Good morning to all of you out there. Good morning to the chat on YouTube, which is discussing whether or not Owen Power is good. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show. They're yelling at each other about Owen Power.
It's its own organism.
You just sometimes you just wake up in the morning, you want to log into a YouTube chat of a radio show and start throwing bombs at Owen Power.
Did we even say his
name?
We did not. See, that's why I love it.
That's why we
don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat about Owen Power.
The chat is like if you were to, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out like they're after something. And today the chat is getting after Owen Power. So, hey, what's going on in the chat? That's going on. You can jump in. You can stream with us on YouTube or on Twitch, of course. And whatever, we'll hang out. USA Canada tonight, 8 o'clock. Very excited for that. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.